Sure.
You don't. You forgive him.
Was this little guy here kind of serious, quiet boy?
He was kind of, sort of.
Mm-hmm. Kind of, sort of. What does that mean?
He was
he
a darling.
He didn't get into mischief. He was always did the right thing.
He was a joy always.
I just kind of had that feeling. I could just kind of picture him as a little boy, just always doing the right thing and just being so nice. Working so hard and so serious.
Rex Jr. used to.
He and Rex?
Rex Jr., they were very close.
Yes.
And you know,
and he looked up to Al Hardy a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh. And we had this, our bedroom, it was all on one floor, you know. And there were two bedrooms at the back and then our bedroom. And we wouldn't get up so early. Our maid would get up and get the kids breakfast and we'd stay in bed. And then Rex and J.D. would come right through the bedroom where we were in bed. Hi, Aunt Florence. Hi, Uncle Bert. How you doing? They'd make the circle of our house.
How funny.
Scream. So, they were just like my own children, exactly. There's no difference, really.
Well, and
Rex lived with us for a while. Aunt Helen was sick for a long time. She had asthma, like my dad.
Mm.
And so Rex would come and stay with us sometimes for several months, just live with us.
He's a sweet, I love that Rex. He's just a wonderful person.
Isn't he?
Oh.
Same with J.D.
Oh, J.D., I love him. He's born on my birthday.
Oh, really? The same?
Mm-hmm. But he is so sweet that he comes every birthday with a bouquet of flowers for me.
Is that right?
Yeah,
he's cute. I just love him.
Are we just the two in their family, the two boys?
There was one and three boys.
Older
boys.
Mm-hmm. Nettie, what do you think, if you've had a minute to think about it, but what do you think are some of Papa's greatest qualities, Grandpa's greatest qualities?
Who's
Grandpa?
Oh, I don't know. Being honest, I think.
Yeah. What a great quality.
Mm-hmm. I think that's he was so honest.
And he always wanted to work for what he got.
You bet he did. He worked too, I can tell you.
Yeah, I get the feeling that he was a terrific worker.
Mm-hmm.
He enjoyed really doing something well.
He made that business and took Dick in. You know, and when they were down in the Dooley building.
Yeah, I remember going up to see Dad.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going up and asking him if he had any candy bars in his desk.
I used to keep a candy bar in there, and I remember you coming up.
I remember one
but
time.
But Dad, when you said about Grandpa or Dad, about doing a job well, that was his trademark. Anything, you know, if it was the tiniest thing that he had to do,
perfection.
He would do it well. If it was putting a screw in the cupboard, it would go in perfectly, or it wouldn't go in.
Or he'd do it.
Oh, yeah, he'd always get things done. I mean, you wouldn't put things off.
Yeah.
But he just said that, and when he built this house, he said, I want this house to be built to last. And so he built it all of concrete and brick. So that there's about the only house in Salt Lake that has concrete floors.
Oh,
so the second floor and the first floor,
pan type they call it, you know, pan, like they do an office building.
And the interior walls are brick, so if you try to hang a picture, it's solid brick.
Oh.
And what coats it?
Plaster.
I see plaster.
Plaster over the brick.
Is that right?
Even stretched a muslin on the plaster so that there's a thin coating like a canvas
underneath. Well, see, maybe that's where I learned. That's where I got, because I have the same feeling about trying to do.
I've noticed that about you. You do that same thing that you want to have this thing just right, and the gifts that you've made for me. You know, like those little things you machine.
Well, go look at the one. I've got that on the mantle in there. Did you see it?
I didn't.
Well, go get it. Go get it and bring it in here.
All right.
Whatever. He makes these little gifts for Christmas. when he worked at the U.
How did they get the molding on there if that's all cement and plaster? How did they attach the molding to
it? I think it's a special nail. No, I think a special nail will penetrate the brick. It's a wooden nail.
Funny thing.
That a beautiful bouquet.
Well, that's very artistic.
Well, the flowers, I think, have been changed.
Yes,
isn't that right?
I should put cuter flowers in it.
Oh, I think they're cute. A little different.
See, just two holes there.
That's so clever. Isn't that cute? These cleverest little cute things.
Well, simplicity is the key to life. So,
I bet you got, did you ever watch Grandpa and think, you know?
Well, I don't think I really got to watch Grandpa very much, but I guess through Dad and just through the genes.
Well, probably that Grandpa at work, I look back at some of the things that he's done at work, the books he's kept, and they are absolutely meticulous. Mm-hmm. And his handwriting was perfect.
Was it?
Absolutely perfect. And you go and look at the ledger sheets, and you can see his just stand out in their neatness, and their being right to the exact penny. And he dealt that way with the people that we dealt with, that he just wanted to have everything out on the table. And, you know, this is the way it is, and we will do this, and we expect this from you. And he was extremely honest with his people he did business with.
He wouldn't be upset when the Kewaunee Boiler Company, they made so much money for them, the company here, that they brought in their own men and took it away from them.
Mm.
That's what happened to all of the...
He got upset about that because he felt it was unfair to do a good job, and then if you do that good a job, then you lose
you
it.
You lose it. I remember because we have a key one.
That didn't seem right to me.
No, it doesn't.
It's part of being
a Fisher
government did that.
It's part of being a manufacturer representative. You have to expect that.
We used to go back to the conventions always, you know, back in Kewaunee Boiler Company and all those places in Chicago. We go to Chicago to conventions. It was fun.
Now, you went to Europe also, didn't you, when Dad got off his mission?
Mm-hmm. We met him, yeah.
Did you enjoy travel? Did you travel much?
Yes, we went. We had a great time. But when we were in Paris, it was really funny. He was playing golf with a friend we just met.
That's me.
That's Clay. He was playing golf, and he... pinched his foot somehow and caused an infection in his foot.
Hmm.
And so when we got to Paris, he went in the hospital, and Bert had a bladder infection, and he went in the hospital. And I was up in Secretary's Church, by Secretary's Church, in a little apartment up there for a whole week alone.
Is that right?
I had a ball. Oh, I had.
Well, that's where all the artists go, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they sit along the banks and paint, and oh, it was fun. I just loved it. I'd take a trip to the hospital every day, but I'd, you know.
You'd say hi and then go to the city.
I'd just say hi and I'd go and all the, you know, the museums and everything. It was such an opportunity.
So
what'd you think of the Sacré-Cœur, the church?
Well, I didn't think much of it. It wasn't much. It was on a beautiful location.
Oh, it was my favorite church. It wasn't quite as, maybe, yeah, it was a little simpler, but when I was there, there's two arches kind of, as you look from the doors back, there's, I've forgotten the name for it, but there's the cove.
Like a nave kind of or something?
Yeah, but and then there's a set of pillars, and then there's another outer, so you can kind of walk around the place where they
I
do
can't
this stuff.
Remember. I can't remember.
And the light was coming through the windows, and I just fell in love with that church.
But it's the location is what I thought was so lovely.
Oh, yes.
Top of the hill there. Beautiful
location. Yeah, it's just
location.
Gorgeous.
I loved it.
So you saw...
Then we stayed at the... what hotel did we stay at in Rome?
Excelsior.
Excelsior Hotel in Rome. And someone gave me a big a pan of salted nuts, and I left them in the, we had some company come in, and we had, so I passed some nuts, and I left them on the table, and when we got up, the ants were just loaded.
They were in the nuts? Uh-huh. Oh.
In that lovely hotel.
Well, they had planned to take the boat over and meet me in, I can't remember which city we'd planned to meet, and then they had some problems with the boat, couldn't get on it. And so they flew across the ocean, which was one of the kind of early days of flying across the ocean. Yeah. And it was quite a traumatic thing for Mother to fly across the ocean, and then they finally met me in Naples. Mm-hmm. I came down from Norway and met in Naples. But we had the greatest trip. It was just
when we went down to Naples, we were on this train, and all the people, everyone out was singing. You remember, Clayton?
Mm-hmm. When we took the boat out to the Isle of Capri, that's when I remember the singing. They all.
Well, but they're great people, the Italians, for singing, because you know, you get on, it's just a bus.
Yeah.
And they'd all be singing.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
It was interesting to know that, you know, they were so happy.
Yeah. Well, they're festive, aren't they?
Very.
We took the boat back, though.
Yes, we took the Queen Mary back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a great time.
And then Clayton fell in love with a girl, Queen Mary.
I didn't really. There was a Girl Scout leader that we taught the songs.
Yeah, you talked and had fun, I know.
Yeah. But I didn't fall in love. We should put that on the record.
He did not fall in love.
Well, that's so fun, you've been able to travel.
Yeah.
So fun to get to know other countries.
Well, you danced a lot with her. I know you know.
I didn't think missionaries could do that.
I don't think we danced.
Didn't you dance? I thought you did.
No, I don't think we danced, but we did. We learned that.
Oh,
the
lemmy sticks.
Oh, is that a Norwegian thing, Dad?
No, it's a Polynesian thing. And this girl had been a Girl Scout leader, and they taught that at camp.
Ooh.
And that's where I learned how to do that.
Because that's, we have those lemmies.
Yeah, it's where you throw these.
I think we ought to make it a little bigger, don't you, Denise?
No, I think I just ruined it. I didn't mean to.
When we brought Clayton home from his mission, and we went up to Lausanne, so Bert wanted to, my family are Balafs, and they're from Lausanne, Switzerland. And so he called two or three people by the name of Balaf to find some relatives so that they could come to meet with us at the hotel and be introduced to us. And these these three people came, and one was fat and big, and he looked like he was just a beer drinker, you know, and he's red face and funny. And they talked so fast, Bert was mad, because he, you know, they talked so fast that he couldn't get a lot that they said.
Yeah, well, did he know some German?
French.
I mean,
French.
This was
yes.
The French part of Switzerland, Lausanne,
Switzerland
is French.
Okay. Oh, yes, of course.
But he... But he was so mad because they went just, and said, I can't understand what they're saying.
So the meeting wasn't too successful. Nobody could understand each other, but we at least saw some ballast.
Yeah, well, that's interesting.
And we saw this city from which a lot of the ballast came, Lausanne, Switzerland.
Yeah.
And Mother's grandfather came from there.
Mm-hmm.
Mother's father came from Lausanne, Switzerland.
So was he? Did he come over when he was younger? Your grandfather
came over for the church. He was
no, he came over for the church, but they were married, and he came.
He was converted over there.
I see, but he was older. I mean, he had married.
Yes, he was married.
And
brought his wife.
I see.
And when they came from, they landed in Salt Lake, and Brigham Young sent them down to Sugar House. And they went to Sugar House, had a little place down there. And then Brigham Young ordered them to go up to Logan, to make their home in Logan. So they did, and they dug a hole in their backyard where they were and put all their silver in it. And they came back and got everything was just the same way they left it. They buried it.
Oh, is that?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
beautiful silver, heavy silver.
Yeah.
But the grandmother was very. She had her maid. She took her maid with her.
Mm.
And when the church, you know, said polygamy should be, he married her.
Ah.
And it, mother said it just killed her mother. She said she never was the same after.
Is that right?
Never, she said. It just killed her.
That must have been, what a test.
Yeah.
What does that say? Oh.
This tray says, presented to R.S. Campbell, that's mother's father. And I think it was something to do with
gratuitous services, it says on it.
To the what?
From the Unitarian Light.
Oh,
they gave him.
It's a beautiful tray.
Does it go right with that table?
No, I had the table made.
Oh, how neat.
But it's a beautiful thing, really.
That's wonderful.
But I don't know how Bert stood for my extravagance.
Oh, really? Were you extravagant?
Honestly, I was, absolutely.
Like in what way?
Well, lots of ways. But these fish plates here,
that is extravagant, I agree.
I saw them down at Lois Greenwood's. No, it was Mrs. Buhorn's. Yes, at Buhorn's. Before Felt Buhorn, you know, she had her own shop, and she had these.
Neither.
And I don't know how much they were, but they were terribly expensive because they're all hand done.
Oh, yes.
You have to tell them about your sewing club.
Oh, yeah.
And your bridge club. Those are fun.
Really?
Is that on?
Yes, it's good.
Well, we have a sewing club, and when Adele was just first married, she'd been married quite a while, and Eva Whitney, the four of us met with our children. She had two daughters and I had Adele, and we met and we would sew. And we just went on, and now there are 14 members, and that's how many years, I don't know.
They meet every other Tuesday.
Every other Tuesday.
And bring sewing?
Really?
Bring their sewing.
Here?
No, not here, but every place.
They go
places.
To each one's
I
home.
See.
Each one's home.
And rotate.
And take our sewing and make things. And
how fun. That's like, how many years is that?
Oh, that's
from
years.
The time Adele was
20 years?
No, when Adele was married, this would be.
Oh, that's
right.
When she. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
She
so
was
this
married.
Would be like.
That's the Wednesday Club.
This would be like 40 years, 30 or 40 years.
Yes, and then there's a Wednesday Club that we played bridge for years and years and years.
And who's in that?
Well,
Helen Williams
and Edna
Felt
and Mary Godby Gibbs,
Sarah.
And Sarah Morton, and we've met for 900 years, I think.
They've met since Adele was a 1 year old every Wednesday.
I took Adele in my arms.
Never missed a Wednesday.
Never.
It meets every
and
Wednesday.
Every Wednesday, and I took Adele in my arms as a tiny baby.
Is that
okay,
right?
So that's about 65 years that they've met, and this group, and a lot of them have died. There are four of the founders remaining right now that have met together every Wednesday for 65 years, and in the early days they played bridge, and now do you still play bridge? Or
sometimes you do.
But the four.
But we meet.
They've added others, so that there are eight of them now. But
has your bridge improved?
No.
How fun, though. I can't imagine doing that.
Being friends for that long and meeting faithfully every week.
Every week. You really get to know somebody.
You certainly do. We know everything about
them. And then you take your children, and then when the children grow up, does Adele come to the Wednesday Club, or is that she comes only to the Tuesday?
No, she just comes to the Tuesday. Mm-hmm. She's a member of the Tuesday Club.
What's the Tuesday Club?
Well, that's the sewing club.
Oh, sewing.
So I take pills.
Every other Tuesday and every Wednesday.
Pills.
How fun.
And then this Wednesday club, which there were eight of them,
uh-huh.
were the dearest friends. They would do things socially.
Mm-hmm.
This would be like Aunt Edna and Uncle Ted and Uncle Rex and Aunt Helen, and these people that play bridge, their husbands would be involved. So when they do things socially, they would be their closest friends.
Yeah.
They were their closest social friends.
But we've had a wonderful life, I have had, really.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah.
You made the most of it, it sounds like.
Yeah, I have.
She didn't let any grass grow under her feet. I think she's always kept busy. So
she said about a year ago that she was going to die standing up.
Well, I am. I'm not going to bend.
She's had her hip operated on at 83
mm-hmm.
and put a new plastic hip in her at 83, which is pretty good.
Mm.
She's almost 87 now. And she's had practically every operation known to man.
Every operation, yeah. I've got a hernia right there, but they said they couldn't operate because there wasn't a place.
There's too many scars. But a year and a half ago, I came up one day and she was very sick. And just terribly sick, so I rushed her over to the hospital. And they took her into emergency, and they studied her, and they said, she has a blocked intestine, and we're gonna have to race her up into the operating room and operate. And she was 84 and a half, or 85 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so they raced her up and operated for, until about 3 in the morning, we waited for the doctor to come out of the operating room. I think they had her in there 4 hours. And at 3 in the morning, he said to Adele and I, he said, I think it's about 50-50 chance that she'll make it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we waited, and she came out.
You didn't know you did that.
And then a month to the day following the operation, I took her to New York to celebrate Thanksgiving with Adele. So that shows you the tenacity of the way she can hang on.
Well, just to finish up, we just want to ask you one more question, and that is, if you had any advice to give to your posterity or, something that has made a big difference in your life or some kind of
key to happiness
or something that has enriched your life, what would you tell your kids or your grandkids? Or
just love each other.
Yeah.
Love is the base of everything.
Okay.
It really is.
She's certainly been a good example of that, hasn't she?
That's certainly true.
You wouldn't say it is.
Action is worth 1,000 words. Okay. Well, thanks, Nanny.
Well, don't mention it, Clay.
We're really excited.
We appreciate everything that you've been to us. You know, we'll just treasure this, and it'll be neat to have our kids and their kids listen to it and kind of get a feeling of what their nanny was like.
Well, that's great.
You know, and we're going to make a copy for all our brothers and sisters.
Oh, wonderful.
And so everyone will get to share with it.
Oh, great. Get in there and sing something.
All right.